You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
I don't know about you, but I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the records involving the assassination of President Kennedy to be released. And they were supposed to be. They keep putting them off. Joe Biden's now withholding them. I think Donald Trump did too. Let's talk about it with WID national correspondent Rory O'Neill. Follow him on Twitter at Radio Rory. Rory, why is this happening? Why are we waiting on this?
Well, Jimmy, good morning. So the president, President Biden, issued a memo on Friday saying they were going to delay the release for a couple of reasons. One, it's necessary to protect against identifiable harm to the military defense intelligence operations and law enforcement, too. The other reason they're saying is COVID. They say that the National Archives had to review some of the documents that were going to be released, but because of COVID, they were working remotely. You cannot access a top secret document remotely. So that has put the National Archives behind schedule. So they want to release some documents starting this December and release all of it by next December and put all 300,000 plus documents online for the first time.
Now, the Kennedy family has asked for this to happen, right? I mean, they're in favor of this, are they not?
Right. We've got two members of the family, two nephews of JFK, one the son of Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., the other a son of Ted Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy. Both have said, look, it's 58 years. It's time not only for information in this case, but to help restore faith in government institutions and these kinds of investigations.
Yeah. This is maybe a curveball for you, but Have the Bobby Kennedy assassination, all documentation, has that all been released?
I don't think that had the commission and things that, you know, that obviously that followed JFK. But Bobby, Robert Kennedy Jr. does not believe Sirhan Sirhan was the assassin.
Well, didn't Rosie Grier break his thumb? He was supposed to.
Well, yeah. And you know, there are other historians say, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, the president's late brother, was actually the first conspiracy theorist. He never believed the Warren Commission. And he thought there was more either international intrigue or the mob getting involved or something like that. But he didn't believe the results of the commission either, and that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone or the magic bullet theory. So, you know, these theories, the speculation has continued since 1963.
Right. Well, the magic bullet thing is so weird that you can understand why someone would think there might be a conspiracy involved with that. The Robert Kennedy element, I mean, and at that L.A. hotel, I mean, it's kind of hard to find a conspiracy there. Someone else might have been urging Sirhan Sirhan, who's been up for parole, right, a bunch of times recently, too.
Yeah, just got granted it, and now it's sitting on the governor's lap to decide whether or not to authorize it. I think that's a fake flag just to make him look like a hero, but that's...
He's not going to. He won't sign that, will he?
No, he won't. And then he'll look like a hero saying, see what I did. So,
yes. Yeah, I kept the killer in jail. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Rory, thank you. As always, we will chat tomorrow. Have a good day now. See you.
Great. Thanks, Jimmy.